Hello. So here are a few tips for a nighttime routine. Now, I'm a big believer in routine. Routine gives us freedom. We get rid of all the big important rocks in the day, and that gives us the energy and the health and the performance to enjoy everything else in the day. So I'm a big believer in routine for things that really help our lives and impact our lives in a positive way. So as far as routine goes, a lot of people have great difficulty in having a quality sleep or a quantity sleep. So many people have insomnia or just really a lack of quality of sleep, and they wake up exhausted. Now, there are so many reasons for this. It can be to do with your nervous system, your adrenal system, your sleep, your digestive system, your nutrition. It can be from stress. There are so many things that can contribute to this. Feeling lonely and unloved, so many things. So here's just a few tips to help you with your nighttime routine. So for those people who do experience sleep challenges, it's a really good idea to not do very full-on exercise before bed or close to bed. It revs us up, it gets our metabolism going, it gets our nervous system going, and it fires us up. So if you're going to do a really intense workout, it's much better to do in the morning. It's much better to do at lunchtime, and certainly don't do it after 3 p.m. I always find that if I do a workout really after 3, if I do it from 5 or if I go in there at 6 or 7 and do a really big workout, I'm not sleeping much that night. I am way too wired, way too ready to go, have way too much energy. So make sure you use exercise to your benefit. If you want to exercise at night, or if that's truly the only time at this point in your life you can exercise, then make it something that helps you increase muscle mass but doesn't rev you up, like going to the gym and pushing out crazy weights or going on high intensity runs. Make sure it's something like Pilates or yoga or barre or any of the amazing exercises out there, the movements out there that don't rev you up so much, that move your body, use your muscles, increase your flexibility, increase your cardiovascular system, but don't rev you up. They actually help you to just use your body, to breathe more deeply, to be more flexible, use your muscles, and to calm your nervous system. So that's a really big one. Making sure also that we're not on our phones right before bed. Now, it would be great to do an hour or even 2 before bed to not look at screens. That's not really realistic for a lot of people nowadays. So at least half an hour before bed, make sure there is no screen time. Listen to music, meditate, journal, write, draw, meditate, relax with your animals, talk to your partner. Anything but looking at your screen. The emails will wait. They'll still be there in the morning. Your social media apps will wait. They'll be there in the morning. Half an hour before bed, stop the screen time. Even if you have a blue screen, even if you have a screen that says, no, it's okay, I don't affect the brain, it does. It has a big impact. And it really doesn't allow your body to get ready for bed and sleep. And then we also want to do things like, before bed, we want to start relaxing. So we're telling our body, we're winding down now. So we want to be making sure we're not watching anything on TV that makes us highly anxious, makes us fearful. We want to be watching things that make us happy, joyful, having joyful conversations. We want to be making sure that we're turning down the lights, we're turning on relaxing music. We might have some nice smells that are relaxing. And we really want to be making sure that we've got a nighttime routine in place that tells our body and ourselves that now's the time to start winding down. A lot of people have a lot of issues with helping their body to wind down. They go straight from talking about or thinking about or emailing about issues and stresses during the day, and then they expect their body to go straight to sleep. Their nervous system is still on, they're still anxious, they're still thinking, their mind is still racing, their adrenal system is exhausted, and yet they expect their body to sleep and have a wonderful sleep. So you need to do yourself a favor and put in, for at least half an hour before bed, a little nighttime routine that makes you feel good. So it might be, I'm going to turn on some nice music now. I'm going to put down my phone and I'm just going to write in my journal. Or I really enjoy drawing, so I'm going to draw. I'm going to just doodle. Or I just really love writing lyrics or writing poetry that relaxes me. I really like just being with my animals. That's really relaxing. I really like having this certain tea. It makes me feel calm and relaxed, and I like to turn the lights down, and I like to just sit in peace for a moment. Or I like to speak with my partner before bed and just have a really loving, relaxing conversation. So whatever you want to put into your nighttime routine, start thinking about one, because we cannot expect our body to go from a million miles an hour to quality sleep within 10 minutes. It's no wonder people are lying in bed wanting to go to sleep. They're lying awake. It's no wonder people are waking up through the night with stresses on their mind, because they were thinking about those stresses right before bed. And they were thinking about the problems instead of the solutions. Their nervous systems are still wired. Many of us are eating right before bed, so our digestive system has not digested the food. There's so much really to go in here with talking about sleeping and talking about nighttime routines and talking about the things that affect sleep. But I really just wanted to come on and give you a few tips of how to have a better quality sleep. So making sure that you have a routine that suits you, that tells yourself and your body it's time now to wind down. Have a routine that provides some calm and some relaxation. Making sure that you're not exercising right before bed in a really exciting, hard way. And making sure that there are no devices at least half an hour before bed. Give that a go, and I'd love to hear from you. Nant@corporatewellnessgroup.com.au. That's Nant@corporatewellnessgroup.com.au. I'd love to know what you've come up with your routine, and I'll speak to you soon.